Undomesticated voices are for me voices that are used in a way that goes beyond the normal, habitual, rational, expected use of the voice. What I mean by that is that we are socialized to use our voice merely for verbal communication, rational communication, to be intellectually understood, and a domesticated voice goes for me beyond meaning, beyond sense. And it also talks about, when I think about the domestic, I also think about the role of the woman at home and in society. So historically, we know that female voices have been somehow suppressed and repressed, and that they are not supposed to talk about certain things, to express certain things, that emotionality is often seen as connected with weakness as well as vulnerability, and that's where I see a potential. So that's where it goes beyond this idea of the domestic, of the role of the woman and what she's supposed to do, to deliver to society. And not only female, but also the feminine. So the feminine in all the bodies, in male bodies, in non-binary bodies, in female bodies. And this undomesticated voice expresses not necessarily meaning, but something that is maybe not translatable and that is urgent and present, and that goes out, or like somehow unfiltered, but that, yeah, that can also disturb, that can annoy, that can be uncomfortable. But, and that triggers, create a trigger, and an emotional trigger, and not an intellectual reaction.